The 8th Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Paul has overturned a Rapid City federal court's findings that South Dakota agencies systematically violated the Indian Child Welfare Act. In March 2013, tribes and parents brought a class action suit against the State Department of Social Services, state court, and the Pennington County State's Attorney. Federal Judge Jeff Viken found for the plaintiffs in a partial summary judgment, but state officials successfully appealed his decision to the 8th Circuit. The opinion from the 8th Circuit essentially boils down to jurisdiction. The federal court should not have considered this case. The Indian Child Welfare Act, known as ICWA, is a federal law, and so alleged violations would seem to belong in federal court. But State's Attorney Mark Vargo says that's not necessarily the case. Vargo is one of the defendants named in the lawsuit. He says plaintiffs contend that South Dakota law outlines a process to handle abuse and neglect cases, but if ICWA is applicable, then the state has to adjust its process. Vargo says the 8th Circuit did not agree and said instead that it's up to the state to figure out how to handle cases and determine whether any federal laws interact with them.
They're essentially saying that the state courts are presumed to understand federal law and be able to apply federal law.
Vargo says defendants raised that issue in their first response to the lawsuit, that the federal court should not intervene if the state courts provide an adequate remedy for enforcing federal law. The lawsuit has been ongoing for more than 5 years. During that time and prior to its filing, Vargo says his office has taken steps independent of the lawsuit to adjust its practices where necessary to follow the dictates of ICWA.
What we're trying to do is to create the best outcome for the children that come into our care. And the attempt to keep them within their tribal communities is very much a part of what we are trying to do. And so we don't just follow ICWA, we actually believe in ICWA.
The 8th Circuit sent this case back to the federal court in Rapid City with instructions to Judge Viken to dismiss the plaintiff's claims. The plaintiffs were represented by a local attorney and the ACLU, who did not immediately respond to a request for comment. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.